How to Lose Trust Fast as a Motorcycle Chaplain? Sometimes the clearest way to learn wise chaplaincy is to look at what destroys trust. A motorcycle chaplain can lose trust slowly through many small mistakes. But sometimes trust is lost very quickly. A few careless choices, a few badly timed words, or one intrusive spiritual moment can undo a great deal. So let's talk plainly about how trust is often lost fast. First, by using pain as an opening for pressure. If someone is grieving, shaken, ashamed, or emotionally raw, that person is vulnerable. A chaplain must never treat vulnerability like a ministry shortcut. If you move in too fast with long prayer, forceful scripture, or emotional pressure, the person may feel used rather than cared for. Second, by talking too much. In many motorcycle settings, over-talking feels unsteady. It can also feel controlling. If you answer every silence, explain every spiritual point, and flood the person with words, you may communicate anxiety rather than peace. People often trust chaplains who know how to be brief more than chaplains who need to fill the air. Third, by pretending closeness that has not been earned. False familiarity weakens credibility. Acting like an insider too quickly, using language that is not natural to you, or talking as if the relationship is deeper than it really is can make people step back. It feels off. Trust grows through honesty, not through imitation. Fourth, by breaking dignity. This can happen in public prayer, public questioning, public assumptions, or careless comments. If you expose a person's pain in front of others, even unintentionally, trust may drop immediately. A chaplain should protect people from unnecessary exposure, not create it. Fifth, by becoming preachy at the wrong time. There is a place for direct truth, but there is also a wrong time, a wrong tone, and a wrong length. If every conversation becomes a message, people may begin avoiding you. They may assume that speaking with you means surrendering control of the moment. That is not good chaplaincy. Sixth, by ignoring consent. If a person has not welcomed prayer, do not force it. If a person has not welcomed scripture, do not impose it. If a person does not want to go deeper, do not push. Ignoring consent tells people that your ministry matters more to you than their dignity. That is one of the fastest ways to lose trust. Seventh, by mishandling confidentiality. If people suspect you repeat stories, talk too freely, or move private information around the community, trust will fade quickly. Motorcycle communities often have long memories. Careless talk can follow you for a long time. Eighth, by becoming reactive. If someone is skeptical, guarded, blunt, or not interested, do not become defensive. Do not try harder out of wounded pride. Do not interpret every cool response as rejection. A reactive chaplain often makes the encounter about self. A steady chaplain keeps the focus on care. Here is a simple way to think about it. Trust drops when people feel crowded, exposed, managed, or used. Trust grows when people feel respected, safe, and free. That is the line. A motorcycle chaplain should therefore ask hard questions. Did I make the moment heavier than it needed to be? Did I respect the person's pace? Did I speak because it helped or because silence made me uncomfortable? Did I offer care or did I try to take over? These are healthy questions. The good news is that many trust-killing habits can be avoided by returning to a few simple principles. Move slower. Ask permission. Keep prayer brief. Keep scripture fitting. Protect privacy. Do not perform. Do not force. And do not make the chaplain role larger than it should be. People may forget some of your exact words, but they will often remember how your presence felt. If your presence felt heavy, controlling, or intrusive, trust may fade fast. If your presence felt calm, respectful, and clear, trust may deepen over time. So if you want to avoid losing trust fast, Do not chase spiritual moments. Serve people well. That is the stronger road.